The story of William Amos Wilson, better known as the Pennsylvania Hermit, is a prime example of real-life events that rapidly evolved into a localized legend due to the tragic and gruesome nature of the circumstances that led to his decision to live apart from much of society. It is important to note that this particular version of the story is most often told and is the one given by Dr. Edward Schwartz, who owns the caverns where Wilson resided in his final years. The story begins in the East Bradford Township of Chester County, Pennsylvania, with William's younger sister, Elizabeth. Known as the darling of Chester County, Elizabeth was 2 years younger than William and was very well liked in her hometown and abroad, where she would move to Philadelphia to find work in a tavern the moment she turned 18. There, she met a man the legend refers to only as Smith, who seduced Elizabeth despite his already being married. Soon, Elizabeth realized she was pregnant, with twins. As a result of her unwed pregnancy and the knowledge of the father as an adulterer, it led to Elizabeth's ostracization from much of her community, including her employers who housed her in the tavern temporarily. Pregnant and with nowhere to go, Elizabeth returned home where she allegedly gave birth to twin boys moments after her arrival. Elizabeth and Smith met only twice after the birth of their children. The first was just between the two of them when Elizabeth traveled to Philadelphia to request financial support in lieu of Smith's paternal absence. After this visit, Smith requested that she return, but this time with their two infant sons. As the legend goes, Smith asked Elizabeth to converse in a wooded area that was much more private. Once out of sight, Smith requested that Elizabeth kill their children to destroy the reminder of his affair, threatening to kill her if she did not comply. Naturally, Elizabeth refused, so Smith promptly stomped and crushed the infant's chest, killing them immediately. Traumatized by what she had just witnessed, Elizabeth wandered back to the tavern where she was reportedly too stunned to speak. A few days later, the twins' bodies were recovered, and when questioned, Elizabeth was unable to tell the story still, and in the eyes of the law enforcement, her silence equated to culpability, so she was arrested and later sentenced to execution. During this time, William was employed on a farm in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and the news of his sister's pending execution reached him with quite a delay when the trial was already well underway. Determined to save his sister from an undeserved death, William traveled across the state collecting the signatures of the Commonwealth's most influential people in the hopes of securing a pardon. He even secured a statement from the Council of the Commonwealth, an organization once led by Benjamin Franklin, that Elizabeth's execution be delayed. Another note was written directly to the sheriff with orders to await further instruction before going through with the execution. Some sources say that William fell ill around this time, which delayed his journey to his sister. However, another more dramatic and far more interesting account involves a rainstorm that prevented William's horse from crossing a bridge overlooking the Schuylkill River. He then supposedly forced the horse onward, causing it to drown in the rapids. And after swimming through the flood and finding another horse by himself, William arrived on the scene apparently 23 minutes too late with the pardon he had secured for his sister in hand. On the morning of January 3, 1786, Elizabeth was hanged, and this was a sight that William was apparently met with upon arriving to the town. Feeling shocked and defeated by the sight of his baby sister, William's grief worsened upon reading the letter his sister had written to him before she died. The excerpt reads, "I am prepared to meet my fate, and that I shall die penitent and in peace with the world. Your failure to return yesterday at the hour you appointed satisfies me that you have again been unsuccessful in your application for a pardon, and that you wish to be as far distant as possible from the distressing scene, which a numerous throng of unpitying spectators are already collecting to witness." She assumed that William had intentionally avoided her for fear of involving himself in the trauma and stigma of her trial and subsequent execution. Suffering from delirium and intrusive thoughts about Elizabeth's death, William traveled to Dauphin County, where he settled in what is now known as Indian Echo Caverns. Here he was said to have occupied his time making grindstones for nearby workers and writing in journals. One entry, titled The Sweets of Solitude, appears to find William at peace with God and therefore with himself. However, the underlying despair that William carried with him throughout his life remains in a particularly vivid description of the loss of his sister. And these archives are all able to be found online, which is something that I thought was really interesting in doing my research. The plethora of tangible documents about such a thing, both firsthand and secondary accounts of the story. And in 1821, William was found dead in the caverns, and the exact cause of his death is unknown, but many agree that he died of cardiac arrest. He was buried in a grave marked simply with his initials, WW, and the site has allegedly yet to be discovered.